That is a physical, rough football team. All right, give them credit. Offensively, defense, and special teams, they played really well. So we're very proud of this victory. A couple things on injuries first. Webb, Ladarius does not look good right now. Okay, it's potential ACL. So we've got a problem there. We'll find out for sure, but that's what it looks like right now. Haloti tweaked his knee a little bit, came back and played, as you know. Ray had a tricep. I don't know. I don't think it's real bad. We'll see on that. Chemo, it's okay, I think, at the end there. We'll just have to look at it. And then Jimmy Smith has a strain. He should be okay, but he had to come out. And I guess that leads me into one of the main points of this whole victory was guys stepping up, you know, in the face of some real serious adversity. You know, we had some injuries, especially on the defensive side. We were in a fist fight from the beginning to the end, and they threw a lot of haymakers at us. And our guys stepped up at the end and found a way to win the game. But throughout the game, we had guys go in there and play positions they haven't played. We had packages that we hadn't had a chance to practice. And guys stepping up and getting the job done in the end. So I'm proud of the guys that stepped in there and played. Shockey Brown's a good example right at the end there. So, but there's plenty of other guys too. 108-yard kickoff return by Jacoby Jones and the special teams. I mean, we've been talking about getting a big play and breaking a play like that all year, and we have been close. And to set the National Football League record for kickoff return and what was the difference in the game is pretty special. I thought our offense really came through. They didn't have the ball a lot. But when they had the ball, they made the most of it. We had a drive in the second quarter there when we finally got the ball and took it right down and scored. And we got the ball, I think, in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. We were able to take it right down and score the deciding point. So just proud of this team. It's a team victory. Is it perfect? Is it pretty? No. And that's all that stuff that I'm sure will get written about, and it's all fine. But the victory is still a victory. And I'm proud of these guys for understanding and figuring out and finding a way to win. And we do have a bunch of fighters on this team now. We got a bunch of fighters on this football team. Okay.
What about the end of the game there? What was the emotions from the two-point conversion failure to the missed field goal? What was going through your mind there?
My mind was, you know, let's keep them out of field goal range is going through my mind. And we were just talking about calls. I thought Dean came up with some very, very good calls there. And our guys executed them pretty well.
Was the main emotion maybe relief at the end because it looked like you had it several times and then it was going the other direction?
I don't know, man. I wish I could get a handle on these emotions and their definitions. I just don't have them right now. But I say this, it was emotional.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So you guys were on the same roller coaster. You were watching the game. So you know.
John, how much does Jimmy Smith, I guess, need to step up now? I mean, he's going to probably be thrust into the starting lineup. And, you know, obviously you didn't want it in these circumstances, but, you know, he's a former first-round pick.
Yeah, and Jimmy played well in this game. You know, Jimmy played really well. And I thought Kerry played very well. Corey Graham came in and played very well. That's why he brought Corey here. And then Shockey. So we went deep at that position. And those guys all played well. And they're going to have to. You're exactly right. They're going to have to.
Can you talk about the decision to start Bobby Williams and the overall strategy against the pressure?
Well, I think the decision to start Bobby was basically Bobby's getting healthy right now, you know, and that ankle's starting to really come around, and you've been practicing really well. And Ramon had been playing well. That's the thing I want to make sure everybody understands. It's nothing we're down about Ramon. I think Ramon did to step in there and play the way he did, you know, as a guy that hadn't played really much football at all, is a testament to him and what kind of football player he's going to be. But we felt like the experience was something that would benefit us.
John, how important was the home field to your win, and how important is the home field winning streak?
You know, I think it's important to the win because they were so loud at the end, and it made the communication difficult. The snap clock was running down a number of times on those guys, and they were having some communications issues. So that's a tribute to our crowd. I think the win streak speaks for itself. We concern ourselves with really being 1-0 every week, so we don't concern ourselves with that. And it's tough to be 1-0 every week. So that's what we'll concern ourselves the next time we come back here and play.
John, you said there was packages that you hadn't practiced before. What was it like on the sideline there with guys coming in and out, guys
right. Limping
off the field, guys that haven't played that much this year going in?
You're going to try to make me say a word again. I'm not going to be able to think of one, but I think our coaches did a great job of handling that real challenging environment because there's a lot that goes into this thing. There's a lot of moving parts. And for our coaches to get the guys coached up on the run, hey, just getting 11 guys in the field is a challenge at times. And they were in different personnel groups and different packages. So it was our coaches did a great job and our players did a great job.
Can you talk about the decision to go with Jacoby Jones and kick return?
I really don't have any thoughts on it. I guess he's an experienced guy. He made me very similar to Bobby. You got a guy that's got experience in there, Ryan. That's probably the biggest thing, and he's done it before. I know one thing. He wants the ball in his hands. So that might be as big a part of it as any.
Any any particular thing the last couple of weeks you've seen about the offenses running the ball on your team and this package?
Well, you know what, exactly right. I mean, those are the two things that was really, that were really a problem. You know, and I thought those things, I was hoping that those things wouldn't show up. I'm surprised about the tackling. You know, we're historically a very good tackling team, and we were not a great tackling team today. Our players are saying it. It's nothing they're not going to tell you. They're going to tell you they got to tackle better, and they're going to tell you we got to play run defense better at the point of attack. I mean, those things are things that we have to get better at, especially this week. Look where we're going to play.
Coach, why didn't Ray Lewis play at the end of the fourth quarter?
He had a tricep issue, so I don't know how serious it is right now, but it was an injury issue.
John, it seemed like the receivers fared pretty well against the physical Dallas pass defense. How they do from your perspective?
I thought they did well. There was a lot of physical play outside there on the edge. A lot was going on out there, and I thought our guys did a good job of playing right through it, especially Anquan did a great job. All of them did, though.
All right, Des Bryant a little bit. He looked like he's tough to handle in that press coverage, didn't he?
Des Bryant's for real.
Yeah.
You know, they've got weapons. That's a really good football team, and Des Bryant's for real. So, and Tony Romo's a very good player, too, and you saw that. So, yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.